Welcome to the Let Good Things In show. I'm your host, Amanda Acker. I am so happy you are here. At the Let Good Things In show, we talk all about second chances, resiliency, following your intuition, and even music. Listen to hear stories of hope and to be inspired. Remember, you are stronger than you think. Let's dive in. Hi, my amazing humans. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I, first of all, just want to say thank you to all of my listeners, and also make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button so you're not missing any of the episodes of the show. So for today's episode, I want to talk about boundaries. I've been talking a lot about this online in my group and other social media channels as well, because it's such an important thing. And I think a lot of times we have boundaries, but we don't enforce our boundaries. So we're saying, I won't tolerate this in my life. But when something comes across our path, and even though we know, that kind of is crossing, that's crossing one of these boundaries I have, I'll just make this exception, right? I know I've done it a million times. So this is going to be a shorter episode, but I just want to talk about boundaries and how you can create them for your life, and also some tips on how you can keep to your boundaries more. I'm not saying that, you know, it's not always going to be perfect, but we have to go in with our best intentions and be putting ourselves first more than we are. So, boundaries. A long time ago, not a long time ago, maybe, you know, even more recently than 2 years ago, when I had my huge breakthrough where I decided to start my self-love and acceptance journey, I never had boundaries. Honestly, I always thought that boundaries were a bad thing, because if I have boundaries, or maybe in my mind I wasn't even calling them boundaries, but if I have these things in place that I don't want in my life, well, what if someone comes along and they like that and I don't accept it? Let's, for example, put it into perspective. So a couple years ago, I was working a job, and a lot of times my coworkers and bosses would invite me to go have drinks after work. And even though I knew inside that I shouldn't, number one, because you don't want to be around me when I drink, I make very bad choices. Number two, I promised my husband that I wouldn't go drinking without him. So this was not only crossing one of my own personal boundaries, but two. Okay, so I told myself I didn't want to drink anymore, but if I did, it had to be with my husband. Mind you, a couple years ago, I wasn't who I am today as I tell you this story. So if this happened today, I would definitely keep to my boundaries. But back then, I didn't. So they would ask me, and I would feel like I was being backed into a corner. You know what I mean? Like, well, I know I don't really want to, but maybe I do. They're making me feel like I'm going to have a really good time. So you know what? Screw my boundaries, fuck everything, and I'm just going to go and do this. And I would do that. I didn't do it every single time, mind you, but I would. And then I would always feel so guilty. I could never enjoy myself because I was always thinking, I shouldn't have said yes. Like, why did I do this? And I would be constantly looking for my exit, right? Or I would just give in and enjoy the party with, you know, my coworkers. See, that right there is a perfect example of having boundaries loosely and being kind of, you don't have a backbone. You're a doormat. So anybody can come up to you and say, you want to do this? And even if you're busy, even if you had, you know, you're like, oh, like I was really just looking forward to going home and sitting on my couch. And then you say yes, but out of obligation or feeling as if you don't, that these people won't like you. I'm here to tell you that even if I would have said no, the outcome would have remained the same. Meaning, not the outcome of going to drink, but meaning I'm not friends with those people anymore. They haven't been a part of my life for years. So I shouldn't have been so quick to relinquish my boundaries for people who don't have my best interest. I have to have my best interest. You have to have your best interest at heart. we ourselves have to be able to advocate for ourselves. And if something doesn't feel right, say no. I'll give you an example from a more current situation where I do have boundaries in place, okay? So it's being asked if I want to speak on a podcast that's only, you know, the time is like 10 o'clock at night my time. Well, that I'm sleeping by then. So I say no to that opportunity for now. And if that opportunity, you know, was meant for me, it'll come back at a time where I can do it. See, before I would have said yes, stayed up, done the interview, and then be tired the whole next day, would have missed out on time with my husband before we go to bed, all because I have weak or loose boundaries. My boundaries grow stronger every day, and so can yours. You have to practice them. And it's scary at first. Saying no is not easy, even to this day. I still have times where I say yes to things that I probably should say no to, right? We all do that, and that's fine. But the majority of the time, we need to stick to our boundaries no matter what. We have to say no to the people and places and things that don't serve us, or maybe that they don't serve us, but they're just not good for us right now. You know, now if a friend called me and asked me to go to the bar, I would say no, because I don't drink and I don't want to be in a place where I feel like I may get pressured, and not even directly pressured. But you know, if you're someone who doesn't want to drink and you go to a bar with friends who are all drinking, eventually you're going to be like, maybe I should too, right? So don't put yourself in those situations. Don't put yourself in situations where your boundaries and your safety are at risk. So a way to develop boundaries, if you feel like, you know, I really don't have them, but, you know, I would like to start building them. Or maybe you don't even realize that you have boundaries in the back of your mind. So it's looking at your values. That's how I developed a lot of my boundaries. And, you know, and boundaries, honestly, like, it's not like I write down every scenario that could happen. You know, I will not drink, I will not do such and such. It's taking those values, like second chances is one of my values. So a boundary that I have in my life is I will not accept people into my life who don't believe in second chances. That doesn't mean that I won't have a conversation with them to get their point of view. I believe everyone's entitled to their opinion and point of view. But my point being is that for me, I won't have a relationship with that person besides an acquaintance or just someone that, you know, if I see, I may wave to, okay? So that's a boundary. I took the value and created a boundary around the value. Another example of how to create boundaries is, like I said earlier, I don't drink. So a boundary I can have around that would be I will say no to people, places, and things that may trigger me to want to have a drink. And I stick to that boundary. That's a really important one for me. All of them are, but that one really sticks out to me because I haven't had a drink in, goodness, over a year now. So it's a very important boundary that I stick to. And for you, you know, an exercise that you can do is, as I always say, find time and space for yourself and reflect on, okay, what is happening in my life right now that I don't want to happen again? What boundary can I create? So let's say that you're on the online space and you're getting a lot of negative feedback for some reason, and you're reacting in a very negative way back. So someone says, oh, this post is dumb. And you respond, I mean, this is such a high school example, but you'll get my point. And you respond, well, you're dumb. And then just negative conversation / argument starts going on online. And then when you're in your quiet space and you're thinking, you know, I really don't want to be caught up in this petty drama anymore. So then you can create a boundary. If somebody posts something negative on my post, I will not engage, period. You can delete and block the person. You can delete the comment. You can unfollow the person. Whatever it is to protect yourself from that. So go through that. Do that exercise because it is going to change your life. Because as soon as you put the boundaries in place and you actually start sticking to them, like saying no or not, you know, allowing toxic people into your life, saying no to that, you're going to become empowered. And then exercising your boundaries is going to all of a sudden become second nature. You know, I'm still on this journey, so it still hasn't become second nature for all of my boundaries, but for some of them it has. And you can have that too. And I know that it's scary. I know that once we put boundaries in place, at least for me, and then the drama starts to die off, that can be scary too. If you're used to living in that constant drama, the constant fight or flight or freeze feeling, and it goes away, you're going to feel like, wait a second, something's missing. But sit with that and really think about, well, why do I miss drama, right? And what I came to realize is because I don't know what life is without it. Can you relate? I don't know what life is without drama. And it's been about, give or take, a year now since I've been pretty much removed from most of the drama in my life. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's amazing. You just have to accept it and feel good about it. So if it is scary and you feel like, I don't know if I can live this drama-free, toxic-free life, journal on that. Sit down and think about it and reflect on why you feel that you can't live without it. So that is my talk for today about boundaries. And also, if you're listening to this today or any times, it'll be on the replay, duh. Come to my Facebook group tomorrow, Tuesday, at 2 o'clock Eastern. I'm doing a live on boundaries to continue this conversation. And I would love to have you there. So if you're not already a member, come join the Let Good Things In show. I will have the link in the show notes here for you to come and join us. And also, woohoo, I have almost finished updating my website, and I almost have all of my episodes on my website. So you can go to amandaacker.com and find all of my past episodes, all of the links to everything that you will need from the show. And also, my self-love journal is ready. So if you land on my website, amandaacker.com, in the header of my site, top right-hand corner of my site, click that button and download your journal, and then you'll also be in for my weekly newsletter where I will break down the episodes that we're on, links to those, and also just some affirmations, some motivation for you each week. So I look forward to having you on my email list and in my Facebook group. And I do want to leave you with affirmations like I always do on our Monday episodes. So our affirmations for today are, I do not waver from my boundaries. I do not waver from my boundaries. And as always, tell yourself this every single day. I am enough. I am enough. And remember, you are stronger than you think, and you can have the life you imagine regardless of your past. Make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss an episode of the show, and I will talk to you all soon.